Steve Fowler is not only the president of the Occidental Center for the Arts, he's the producer of the April Fool's Day Parade. That's coming up on Saturday. Let's talk first, Steve, a little bit about the history of that. Why is Occidental such an epicenter for foolishness?
I don't know. I've been around Occidental since 1968, and I've seen it all happen. There was kind of a countercultural move into the area back in the 60s and 70s, and we're still all here. The history of the parade is that Ramon Sender Berrion thought it would be great to have something he called Silly Day that would happen around the 1st of April. So he put it on for a couple of years in downtown Occidental in the early 80s. And the format was that we had a judge who sat on the steps of the bakery, probably in some ridiculous robes, I can't remember, and people were arrested if they were not smiling and given a ticket. And they had to appear before the judge who would, tell a joke. Whatever it took to get them to smile. And we all wore funny costumes. But there was no parade. The parade happened after Kate Price started it back 10 years ago. Kate Price was another local person. She ran the parade for 5 years. She made the original poster, and she kind of got the format together. They used to walk about three-quarters of the way through town and gather around the Barley and Hops Tavern, and there would be music and merriment. When the OCA took it over, that's when I started producing it. We wanted to extend the parade all the way to the Art Center, which meant going down Bohemian Highway for about 2 blocks, and we had to involve the fire department to help us with that part of the parade. So now it's a full circuit of the town, from the community center, where people get together from 12 to 1 on Saturday. Then the parade marches all the way through town and down to the Art Center, which is conveniently just across the street from the community center at the Old Harmony School. And we have kind of a ceremony. We have some fun in the parking lot. The Hubbub Band plays. And we crown the king and queen of fools, usually drawn from the children in the crowd.
What are the criteria for your royalty?
The royalty has a difficult task to perform. They must pull the royal plunger from a bucket of muck. Much as Arthur was proven king by pulling Excalibur from the stone, once they've pulled the royal plunger from the bucket of muck, they are then crowned. Not for a year, not for a month, not for a day, but for an hour. Maybe that's too much of an answer. I don't know.
Well, that's certainly abundant. Does the whole town turn out?
Not only does the whole town turn out, but now we're getting people from all over the Bay Area. It seems that we're filling a need in the parade schedule of the year. There is no Fool's Parade anywhere else. And it's a chance for people to celebrate Fool's Day, even though it can't quite happen on Fool's Day as a rule, because we need to do it on a Saturday or Sunday when the kids are out of school, because it's very important that there be children in the parade.
Sounds like a good time, and thanks for talking with us.
All right, Bruce. Thank you.